Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And we begin with the very top, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, which teaches us the dinim of Modim. And the Mechaber starts off and he writes, Shochin b'modim t'chila v'sof. One is obligated to bow down both at the beginning and the end of Modim. The beginning, of course, is Modim and Nachnu Loch, and the end is the end of the bracha of Modim, which is Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Noel Yodos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Aleph writes, "In nizdaming lo rok, if a person has saliva in his mouth that he has to expel, he has to expectorate, lo yishra, he should not bow down, achiyetzer rok mipiv. He shouldn't spit while he's bowing. He should first get rid of the saliva in his mouth, and then he should bow down." This is brought down by the Magen Avraham. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, we've discussed these halachos, ayin la'el simen sadizayin sif beis, where we've already discussed the halachos if a person has to spit during the Shmon Esrei or during the davening. Dear Shufuta number 1 brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that the reason why we don't spit while we're bowing down is because it could chas v'shalom look like you're yorek amashe mispalo, that you're spitting because you're not happy with the davening and you're saying, phew, ugh, I don't need this davening. So Rahman al-Litzan, it could look like you're spitting about the davening, therefore don't spit while you're bowing down. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes b'modim, so he brings down Issa b'Gemara. The Gemara tells us in lo karav b'modim, if a person doesn't bow down during modim, nasa shidro nochosh liachas shevashonim. Metaphysically, your back, your vertebra, your tibial column, your spine will turn into a snake after 7 years. What exactly is the idea behind this? So, Dir Shafut number 3 brings down from the Torah that this is a mido kineged mido, a metaphysical idea, mido kineged mido. Shayelo lichroa v'liskov kinochosh, as we've already explained, that when you bow down during the modem, you bow down and you lift your head up, you look a little bit like a snake. So you're supposed to bow down like a snake, but you were too lazy to do so, and therefore, lochei nasa shidru l'nochosh. So Hashem, so to say, punishes you by making your vertebral column, your backbone, your spine, turn into a snake. Why are we stricter, seemingly, over here in modem than we are by the first bracha of Magen Avraham, the Baruch of Avos, in terms of bowing down? So the Taras Chaim writes, Shakriya bebirchas hodah, the bowing down that we do during modim, who kedel sh'od the modu l'chaveru, sh'shoche b'hachnoah. This is a acknowledgement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're, so to say, bowing down and showing your submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anybody that stands up with a koma zakufa during this is ki'ilu kofer badover. It's as if you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beneficence, you're denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. And therefore, that's why this is taken so seriously. Sivkot and Gimel, Tchila, at the beginning of the bracha you bow down, Hainu b'schiles modim. It means at the beginning of modim, the Mishnah Berurah says, U'kishomer Hashem Yitzkof. And when you say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, modim anachnu loch shatohu Hashem Elokeinu, by the time you say the word of Hashem, you should be standing upright, or others that we previously brought down said you stand upright during the name of Hashem when you say the Shem of Hashem. Sivkot and Dalet, V'sof, at the end of the bracha, this means v'birchat satohu shimcha ulucha noel yodos. Again, as we've already explained previously, you bow down at your knees when you say Baruch, you bow down the rest of your body when you say Atah, and you come up straight, Kishomer Hashem Yitzkof, by either before you say the Shem of Hashem, as we just had a discussion a second ago, as well as a few weeks ago, when you stand up and say, when you stand upright, that's either you're saying the Shem Hashem or you've already said the Shem Hashem, because of the idea is Hashem is Zokev Kefufin. We've already discussed this in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin in regards to the bracha of Avos. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, Im ta bo the amar modim de rabbanon. If by accident the person didn't say the right modim, he said the modim de rabbanon that we say during the Chazaras Hashatz rather than the proper modim that you should say in your Shalosh Shmoneh Esrei. So he brings down from the Shelus and Shuvus Mar Shah Alefandri, V'chein horei agon Rishlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal. So too did Rishlomo Zalman say, Shim chosam esbir chasatov shim chokidin. As long as you ended off the end of the bracha, Tov Shimcha L'chon El Yodos, correctly, Yotzi Dechova, then you will be a B'dievid, you have fulfilled your obligation. However, he brings down from the Levushi Mordechai, who's not sure about this, because he says, Kivon Shemesayim B'modin D'Rabbanon Baruch Kel Hodaos. You know, in the Modin D'Rabbanon, you conclude that with the statement of Baruch Kel Hodaos, which actually the Vilna Gaon, the Rashba, and others say is Baruch Ato Hashem Kel Hodaos. So therefore, it looks a little bit like you finished the bracha, and therefore you didn't conclude the bracha correctly with Atov Shimcha L'chon El Yodos. He's not sure, the Levushi Mordechai is, that you are Yotzei the bracha. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Omer, Modim, Modim, Mishaskin also. If a person repeats modim, he says the modim right after he says modim, so Mishaskin also, we silence him. Because as the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Hei brings down, even though you didn't bow down at both times, uben lichvol amilos, uben lichvol inyan v'inyan, hakol osur. Whether you're just doubling up the words or doubling up the whole thing, hakol osur, this is all incorrect, because the mechsek is shtei rishios. The reasoning is, because it looks like Rachmon Litzlan, you're bowing down, or mode to one rishios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Rachmon Litzlan, Chas V'Shalom, as if there is another rishios, and you're saying modem to that rishios as well. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that if you don't do it one right immediately after the other, so then the Mekor HaChaim brings down, as long as you stop a little bit in between, that might be acceptable. If a person, for example, made a mistake in it, and he shouldn't right away say modem, and then say modem a second later, but for whatever the reason is, he has to go and repeat it, so then he should wait a little bit, and then it doesn't look like there's two Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom. He brings down a similar idea in regards to Poseach HaShodech, if you didn't say it with Kavana, or Shema, if you don't say it with Kavana, and you have to repeat it, so then you should pause in between a little bit, so it doesn't look like Chas V'Shalom. There are two Rishuyos, there are two powers over here that you are davening to. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yochid ain lo lomar birchas kohanim. An individual, when he's saying his silent Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't say the bracha of birchas kohanim, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Barcheinu b'abrocha mishuleshes, what we call duchening, or the birchas kohanim. The Rama adds, however, Hagav v'cheinikur, this is the halacha, v'cheinir elilin hog, and so too I am accustomed to not saying the birchas kohanim in my silent Shemoneh Esrei. However, he says, Abol haminah gaposhek enu kein. He says, there are many that disagree with this, and the common custom is, in fact, to say it. On a day that you could do Nesias Kapayim, so he says many individuals say it in their Solon Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Ramah concludes, Ve'enu Nira, he doesn't think that this is right, and he brings us down in the Beis Yosef, B'Shem HaManhig, that one should not do this, and our custom is, of course, like this, that we do not say in our Solon Shemoneh Esrei, Birchas Kohanim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, Mikol Mokum, Im Omar, Ein Machzir Noso. If you did say it, you certainly don't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And likewise, one doesn't have to protest if somebody does say it in the Solon Shemoneh Esrei. Likewise, he brings down in a house of an Avel, in the Chazar Sashatz even, we don't say Birchas Kohanim. This is brought down in the name of the Be'er Tativ. This is also brought down by the Sefer Shiurei Knesset Sagdola in the name of the Sefer Tanya, the Bala Tanya. First Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'al kein, av she bedogu me'ravava cholakaze, he says, the dogu me'ravava disagrees with this, yesh lachash l'divir rishonim, we can be concerned, and one should be concerned about this opinion of these earlier rishonim. And he brings this down in the name of the Mogin Giborim. The issue footnote number 7 has a very interesting discussion. He says, there are great contemporary poskim of our generation, the previous generation, that did in fact say, in a base Avel, they would in fact say Birchas Kohanim. And this in fact is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, his brother-in-law. Yei Shlomar, Birchas Kohanim, base Avel. And this is also the opinion of the Geshur HaChaim. And he writes, Shebi Yerushalayim, Yei Shenagu, Shakonim, Olam, Leduchim, the base Avel. And in fact, in Yerushalayim, where they duchen every day, so the Kohanim would duchen in the base Avel. And this is brought down as well in the Shari Tshuva. And for those that have this custom, he says, Ein Shom Kohanim, Omer Shlech Tzibur, Elokeinu V'Kel V'Seinu, Borcheinu, etc. If there are no Kohanim to duchen, then the Chazan says it as we do in our Chazar HaSashatz, Elokeinu V'Kel V'Seinu. Furthermore, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that when the Mishnah Berurah said that we don't say Alkeinu V'Kel V'Seinu, Borcheinu B'Barucha in our Chazor HaSashatz in the Beis Avel, he says that's only in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, they in fact would do so, as was the opinion of his father, the Stipler, and his uncle, the Chazon Ish. However, certainly the Minukas in our areas has certainly been that in the Beis Avel, we do not say Birchas Kohanim when the Chazon repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. This concludes Siman Kuf Chof Aleph. And now we go to Siman Kuf Chof Beis. Dinim HaShayochem bin Shemoneh Esrei Liyula Ratzon. The following are the halachos that apply at the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei when you say HaMavarech HaSemo Yisrael Bashalom and the saying of Yehula Ratzon, which, as we'll see, is accustomed to say this at the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mechaber starts off and he writes, Imbo LaHavsik V'La'anos Kaddish Uktusha Ben Shemoneh Esrei Liyula Ratzon Eino Posek. If a person is at the conclusion of his own private Shemoneh Esrei, he's just finished HaMavarech HaSemo Yisrael Bashalom, and the Chazan is up to either Kaddish or Kedusha, so the Mechaber writes, you're not allowed to interrupt. Why? Shiyula Ratzon Meklal HaTfilahu. Since you didn't yet say Yula Ratzon, you haven't yet finished the Shemoneh Esrei, and as we've already pointed out, during the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to interrupt to answer anything. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avo bein yula ratzon, l'shar tachanunim, but after you said yula ratzon in Refi, that you only be l'fanech Hashem, tzuri v'go ali, and then you would normally say alokai, nitzor l'shanim ero, or any other tachanunim, shaper domi. Then you are allowed to interrupt, although as we see, it's not a blanket rule, but you are allowed to interrupt for certain parts of the Kaddish and the Kedusha. That is what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, shaper domi, it's permissible for you to interrupt. From the simple lashon, the Mishnah Berurah says, it looks like that one would be allowed to answer any amen. And certainly, and certainly the higher level amens that we've already discussed regarding answering Hakela Kadosh and Shomea Tfila, and Vamein Yeheshme Rabba, Ukdusha, Ubarchu. Certainly you'd be allowed to answer those if you're allowed to even answer a regular amen. I, later on at the end of this sif, it says, Vaha, the Messiah Besof HaSif, it says at the conclusion of the Sif, Kederach Shemavsik Bibichas Kriya Shema, the same laws apply over here. What you're allowed to answer to are the same as during the middle of Kriya Shema, or the brachos of Kriya Shema. V'sham Eino Mutal Estam Amein, there you're not allowed to answer a plain Amein. You're allowed to answer Hakel HaKadosh, Shemea Tvila, as we've already learned, Chaynir Le'el B'simen Samachvav. Sham, hello, Airi Birogil Lomar Tachanunim. There at the end of the Sif, we're talking about someone who was used to saying Tachanunim every day. Alkein Asur Malov Keba. It looks like it's therefore part of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'damin Ketzas L'Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, it's a little bit like you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, so you can't just answer a plain Amen. Ubereisha, but over here at the beginning of the Sif, what we just read over here, Ayreb Bimishurag Lomat Leprokim. That's for somebody who occasionally says these Tachanunim. And therefore, when he said Hamverech Zmeisova Shalom Yula Ratzon, so he's concluded his Shemoneh Esrei. Alkein Ein Lehem Dimyon L'Shemoneh Esrei Klal. And therefore, his Tachanunim don't have the status of being like part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, over here, the Mechaber writes, you're allowed to say any Amen. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he writes, "Bimedino seinu shalokai nitzor regilim hakol yomro." Nowadays, when everybody says alokai nitzor, so therefore, this is the appropriate standard conclusion to the Shemoneh Esrei. Ein lahavsik bo l'stam amein. So then, one would not be permitted to answer a stam amein, but one would only be permitted to go and answer the amens that we outlined for the more important brachos, Hakel Kadosh, Shemea Tvila, Yeshme Rabba, etc. Bein Kodim Shishchilu, Bein Be'emtza. And this would be true whether it was before he started saying Yula Ratzon or even after Yula Ratzon. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, V'dapka B'mokum Shinoagim Lomar Yula Ratzon, Miyadach HaTvila. The Ramah says over here that this halacha is dealing with a situation where you say Yula Ratzon right after you finish Hamavarech HaSmerizu HaBashalom. Avu B'mokum Shinoagim Lomar Tachanunim kodim yula ratzon, but in places where they don't say yula ratzon at the conclusion of hamavarech asmo yisro b'shalom, but they go straight into alokai nitzor l'shanim ira, and or they say other tachanunim there before they say yula ratzon, then mafse gamkein l'kadosh l'kedusha, then they would be permitted to go and interrupt for kadosh and kedusha u'b'makomos elu, and in such places noagim lahafsik be'alokai nitzor l'shanim ira kodim yula ratzon, and since they say the Elokai Nitzorah before they say Yula Ratzon, Lochei Mafsik and Gamkin Likdusha, Lekadosh Lebarchu. Therefore, they have the right, since interrupting for these Tachanunim, to also go and say these obligatory types of responses for Kedusha, Kadosh, and Barchu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Avo B'makom, in these places where we don't say Yula Ratzon, but you start right off with the Tachanunim after you finish Hamavarech HaSmoyis HaBashalom, wrote Shalom, and the Mishnah Berurah means to say, Afilum Lo Hischal Adayin L'Yom, even before you've started saying them, but you just finished Hamavarech HaSmoyis HaBashalom, you next would say, Elokai Nitzol Shnimi Ro, but instead they're up to Kedusha, so you can answer right then and there. Afilum Derech Isha Hu Lahach L'Yatzma Lo Ma Yula Ratzon, take Kev Achar HaShmoneh Esrei Brachos, and even if this person does say Yula Ratzon, the Eirul Alomar Omein Yeshme Rab Kedusha Kodim Shama Yula Ratzon, but now he doesn't have time to say the Yula Ratzon, because they're right up to Amen Yeshmi Rabba right there, or Kedusha. Then Lo Shos Lomar Yula Ratzon, he doesn't have the time to say it, because he can't say both, so Mutu Lo Lianus, then he would be allowed to answer as well. However, a person should try very hard not to allow this to occur, because there are those that disagree, Kieshma Chamirim Bezer, that wouldn't allow you to answer before saying Yula Ratzon. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, Tachanunim Kodem Yula Ratzon, where the custom that this person has is to say Elokai Nitzor and other Tachanun before Yula Ratzon, he stills, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tov Lama Yula Ratzon Kodem HaTachanunim. He says it is still preferable to say the Yula Ratzon before the Tachanunim, and then, V'acharehem, you repeat Yula Ratzon again, as is the custom by many people that we say it twice, once before the Elokai Nitzor L'Shinimiro, and once at the conclusion when one has finished all of his supplications. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, for Kaddish and Baruch you're allowed to interrupt, and he says, look in Siman Samach Vav, Hadvarim Shemafsikin Be'emtza Birchus Kriyashma. We can see over there the halachas we've already discussed, what you're allowed to interrupt for in the brachos of Kriyashma. V'uadin Hacha, and the same rules apply over there. Essentially, we've already said, you can say the Omein for Kelakadosh, Omei Atvila, you can say Omein Yeheshmei Rabba, you can answer Dami Rom B'yomah B'imru Omein over there, you can say Baruchu, you're not allowed to answer for too many other things. Vimkor siyem hakol, if you did finish the entire supplications, el sheni yochol lifsoa machmas odim shemespal lachor, but you can't take the 3 steps back because there's somebody else standing over there, and as we've already pointed out, if somebody else is standing shmonesri, you're not allowed to walk into their dalet amos. So therefore, you finish your shmonesri, but you physically can't conclude it by taking the 3 steps back. Is this something we've already learned in Simon Kuf Beis as well? Then lekuleyamo yochol lahafsik v'la'anos amen. Then you would be allowed to answer amen because you really are done with your shmonesri. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Maimon Mordechai, who writes, Kosav Bipshitus, Tafilu Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, Mutar Oz Lomar. One would even be permitted to say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo in that situation, because you really are done with your Shemon Esrei. The only thing you haven't done yet is take them 3 steps back, which for a technical reason, because somebody's standing there, you're not allowed to do that, but your Shemon Esrei is over, and therefore none of the concerns about interrupting your Shemon Esrei apply in this situation. The Ramah continues and he writes, however, if somebody is accustomed to saying the Tachanunim after the Shemoneh Esrei, so if the Chazan has started his Chazor Shashat, and he's now up to Kaddish or Kedusha, then in this situation, the person should interrupt his Tachanunim, he should shorten them, and take the 3 steps back. Mekatsa viola, shorten your tachanunim and take the 3 steps back. Vim lo kitzer, and if he didn't do this, yochol hafsik kideru shemafsik bivracha shol kriyashma afilu biyamtza. Then he still would be allowed to interrupt, but not fully interrupt with all the omains, but only the omains that we've talked about and the special places like omein yeshmei rabba baruchu that we've spoken about, he would still be allowed to interrupt for those, but not allowed to interrupt for every single omain. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hey writes, this is when he said the first Yula Ratzon. The Lav Hachi, because if you haven't said the first Yula Ratzon, then the Mechaber's opinion is that you're not allowed to interrupt at all. Because the Mechaber's opinion was that you're not allowed to interrupt at all before you say the first Yula Ratzon. And this over here, Vahai Mihu, Asov Tvar of the Makatsa Violakoi, he's going on over here that you should shorten your supplications and take the 3 steps back. Virotsalomar. The Alpha Pisha Mamintrilo, the Ben Yula Ratzon, the Shar Tachanunim, Shapir Domila Havsik, even though we said already, once you said the first Yula Ratzon, and you're between the first Yula Ratzon and all the other Tachanun and all the other supplications, you are allowed to interrupt. If you can shorten your supplications, Kidei Lako Raglov, if you can shorten your supplication so you can take the 3 steps back, this way that would be preferable. The Alpha Pish Omar Yula Ratzon, because even though you said the first Yula Ratzon, Mikol Mokom, Kozman Shalo Pasa, since you haven't yet taken the 3 steps back, Havi Ka'omid Lefnei HaMelech, you're still considered in some ways as if you're standing in front of the king and you shouldn't interrupt. Sivkot and Vav, Mekatsa Viola, what does that mean? Dahainu Shemafsik, Be'emtza Tachanunim, you interrupt your Tachanunim, Uposel Yachrov, and take your 3 steps back. Dein Chova Lomar Tachanunim B'chol Pam, because there is no obligation to daven at the end of every Shemoneh Esrei all of these Tachanunim, and therefore in this situation, interrupt your Tachanunim so that you can take the 3 steps back and answer all of the responses. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he concludes, V'im Ein Lo Shehus Livsoa, if you don't have time to take the 3 steps back and interrupt, and you didn't say the first Yula Ratzon, then Tov Shiyomer Ata Yula Ratzon, then you certainly should say Yula Ratzon now, Kodim Shiyana Imon, before you answer any of these responses. That concludes today's shiur.